control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater and is also available via Echolink node 545072. Always have problems with that number, so you can always find the Echolink node in the search function with the call sign of the repeater. It's got the club call sign W4NYK-R. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Tonight, does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR, net control. Formal or emergency traffic, does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR, net control. Traffic or announcements will now begin the roll call. Please remember this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. You're requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, please give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Before we begin our check-ins, though, we have a few stations signed in for our early check-ins. And I heard, Fred, I heard you come up on RF just before the net there, sir, but I've got you checked in here. If you want to recheck for rag chew or for anything else, you want to verify your station's working, definitely let me know. But like I say, I heard you just before the net started up. So I'd like to welcome Fred. That's W4FCM. And again, Fred's taking care of or taking advantage of the early net check-in, which is really nice if you might not be available. I know everybody's schedules are different, but definitely gets you checked in. You can check in with the pre-check-in webpage on the Brars.cc website. And again, Fred, appreciate you taking advantage of that and bringing Ms. Isla along. Again, Fred's call, Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike, and Ms. Isla, November 4, India, Echo India. Got a couple more stations on the early check-ins here. I've got Shane, that's Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Yankee Charlie, KJ4HYC. Up next, we've got David over in Simpsonville. That's November 1, Delta Mike Bravo, N1DMB. And last but not least in that group, we've got KC4W, friend Bill. So those were the early check-ins. And like I say, if any of those folks are still around or want to check in tonight, the pre-net check-in does not preclude you checking back in and talking to us via RF. So you're welcome to use either functionality, trying to get as many folks checked in with as much functionality as possible for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, just to keep us all communicating. All of our pre-check-ins, and we'll go ahead and extend a welcome to any new hands to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Any new hands that have not checked in and wish to do so may have questions about our policies and procedures for check-in. Just want to give them a moment to check in here. Any new hands wishing to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Thank you.
to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Again, we'll go ahead and start our RF check-ins. Tonight, we'll start with the Alpha through Delta group. A through D in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Evening, Mike, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
HR. Good evening, sir. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. We'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73.
Number 4 Delta Papa Golf, Dwight. Delta Whiskey India Golf Hotel Tango. I'm located in Chester, South Carolina. Good evening to everyone and on the net. I will be negative and negative.
All right, let me take a pause there. Dwight, did you give me two call signs there, sir?
I give you my name, phonetic, for that. I'm sorry I sold you off.
Okay, Dwight, not a problem there. Let me go ahead and acknowledge those stations that checked in there. It's been that kind of a night. You just give me two? Anyway, that's my fault. It's been a long day. But let me go ahead and acknowledge Rick's check-in there and his family. Up first, we got Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And Rick, always good to hear you. Rick brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Lorena. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, KK4ONO. And Rick also bringing along Miss Michelle. That's Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec. And Rick, always good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next in that group, we've got David. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey, KO4AOW. And David, good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And sorry I stopped that group of check-ins there with Dwight. We've got November 4 Delta Papa Gulf N4DPG. And Dwight, thanks for hanging in there with me, making sure I got you in here, Craig. I just want to make sure I didn't miss anybody, so appreciate you following up with me. All right, since I stopped that check-in group, we'll go back to Alpha through Delta, A through D, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. A roll there with check-ins for the Alpha through Delta group. Sorry about that. Let's give one more call before we move on down the alphabet. Normally we have a few more in the Alpha through Delta group. A through D, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Have everybody in Alpha through Delta group for the moment, so we'll move to Echo through Hotel, E through H, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel, Hotel Charlie, and 4HHC, Warren and Taylor's. Negative and negative. We had a great testing session today, so we have a couple new licenses coming on the air hopefully this week.
HR, please check in WB4 Fox Echo Echo Dan over in northern Simpsonville. And good evening to you, Mike, and everybody on the net. And just check me in and out, please.
4HR. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Keller, North Carolina, negative, negative, Mike, tonight, Mike, thanks.
AK4HR, in and out, KE4EA, Kilo Echo 4, Echo Alpha, Dave in Spartanburg, and my wife Vicky, KS4VJ, Kilo Sierra 4, Victor Juliet. We're negative and negative.
HR, please check in. Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel India Alpha, Gene. And please check in Robbie, my wife, KJ4KOX, Greenville, downtown, negative and negative.
We're going going to take a break there because I've got one station that just checked in. I think I pulled KJ4HC out of the noise, but I'm not sure. You're way, way, way down in the noise. Not sure if you can boost power or maybe move to a slightly different location. Maybe check your S meter while I'm reading these check-ins back until you get a little bit stronger signal into the repeater. But I'll be back to recheck with you here in just a second. Hopefully your battery's not going down or something. But the last station to check in that group, hold on, and I'll come back and recheck with you. But up first, I'd like to welcome November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC. That's Warren. And Warren, good to see you this morning, sir. It's always good. We have more test givers than test takers. Makes the job a little bit easier. But, yeah, always good to see folks, and glad we were able to get back in the building and actually get our test sessions a little more standardized anyway. But good to see you this morning. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Warren. Up next, we've got Dan. That's Whiskey Bravo 4, Foxtrot Echo Echo, WB4FEE. And, Dan, good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got our buddy Harry over in Candler, North Carolina. I guess that's up in Candler for me, probably north of me a little ways. But Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. But, Harry, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And I got another one of our VEs here, David. That's Kilo 4, Echo Alpha, KE. Goodness, I think I butchered your call sign, Dave. Sorry. Kilo Echo 4 Echo Alpha. There we go. Got it now. Been a long day, like I say. But, Dave, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Good to see you this morning. And definitely appreciate you bringing Miss Vicky along as well. That's Kilo Sierra 4 Victor Juliet, KS4VEJ. And good to see you as well this morning, Dave. Thanks for stopping by and checking in with us. And last but not least in that group that I've got checked in here is Gene. That's Kilo Juliet 4 Hotel India Alpha, KJ4HIA. And Gene brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Robbie. That's Kilo Juliet 4 Kilo Oscar X-Ray. And Gene, always good to hear you, sir. Appreciate you taking the time to check in and bring Miss Robbie along with you. And we had one more station in that group, so I'm going to pause for just a second, see if that station's able to check in there. If anybody's able to relay, if I can't copy, I'd appreciate that as well. But again, the last station that tried to check in with that group, would you recheck with AK4HR or Net Control?
Yes, I'm sorry about that. I'm on a handheld. This is Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Kilo Charlie, KJ4HKC, John and Bell. Negative.
I got you there. I was just missing one character of your call sign there, but I got you logged in here, KJ4HKC, Kilo Juliet 4 Hotel, Kilo Charlie. And, you know, yeah, not a problem. The HTs, I've got them all over my shack, and they're a little finicky sometimes. It seems like propagation changes. I'll stand in the same spot I was standing in last week, and I'll get a little bit different path to the repeater. But, John, appreciate you being patient with us. Got you checked in here, and I appreciate you taking the time to make sure I got you logged in. All right, and then we have one Echolink station via text message. Just want to acknowledge him because I think I skipped over them. K4YNG, that's our buddy Fletch. And Fletch, good to see you on the Echolink note. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. He's the only one I've currently got signed in. It's the only reason I paused for that one. But again, Fletch, appreciate you taking the time to check in. Always good to get you in here. And definitely stick around and hang around and listen as often as you can. And if you want to recheck and get in here on the RF or on the Echolink side, just let me know. But appreciate you checking in via Echolink text message. Trying to get us back on track here. We'll give one more call for the Echo Through Hotel group. E through H in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control. I'm everybody in the Echo Through Hotel group, so we'll slide down just a little further. India through Lima, I through L in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control.
HR. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Sir, please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and the family there, Mike. Hope they're all well. Good evening to all on the net. We have no traffic, no comment. Thank you so much for calling the net. 4 hour week.
HR. Great to hear you calling in again this Saturday night. Please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Mike, this is Sam, KG4LPF, Kilo Golf 4, Lima Papa Foxtrot, out of Slab Town. Thank you for calling the net. Everybody, 7-3 on the net.
Copy check-ins there for our India through Lima group. We'll go ahead and take that pause and acknowledge those stations and check in there. Up first, we got Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. That's James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And James, sound really crisp coming into the repeater tonight. Not that that's not a normal thing, but for some reason it just kind of caught my ear. You're sounding really good. So I don't know if you made a change or something or if it's just luck of the draw tonight, but sounding really good either way. So, James, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we got our friend Sid. That's W4IOE, Whiskey 4 India Oscar Echo. And, Sid, always good to hear from you, sir. Appreciate the salutations to the family and same back to you. Definitely always good to hear you, my friend, and appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got Larry. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec, KK4JBQ. Another friendly voice on the radio. Always good to hear you, Larry. And Larry brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. And Larry's over in Greer. And probably just a hop, skip, and a jump for me. I think last time I looked on QRZ, it was a little stone's throw down the hill and up the hill from Simpsonville over there to Greer where they're located. But, Larry, good to hear you. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. And last but not least in that group, we've got Sam over in Slaptown. That's Kilo Golf 4 Lima Papa Foxtrot, KG4LPF. And, Sam, always good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Always good to hear you and get you here in the logs as well. All right, we'll give one more call for the India through Lima group. Looking at the Echolink node, have Flett signed in, and he's the only station signed in right now. So, again, one more time for India through Lima. I through L in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Have everybody in the India through Lima group, so we'll slide the alphabet just a little bit to the Mike through Papa group. If you have M through P beginning on the suffix of your call and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walton, Malden. I'll be negative and negative.
HR. And out, K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel, Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Check-ins there for the Mike through Papa group. Up first, we got Walt. That's Swiss. Goodness gracious, can't even read my own screen anymore. That's Kilo 4 Oscar India Mike, K4OIM. Walt, always good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us from over in Malden. And as well as Pat is over in Malden as well. So, Pat, always good to hear you. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel, K4OSH. Good to have you both with us tonight. Appreciate you guys taking the time to stop by and check in with us. All right, we'll give one more call, Mike through Papa, before we slide the alphabet a little further. M through P in the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Consensus, so we'll continue on down the alphabet through Quebec through Tango. Q through T in the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John and Inman. And I'll hang around.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Had two stations there. I got my call sign on the second station, but let me go ahead and acknowledge John there. It's Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, KN4RJN. And, John, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Got you marked down for comments. And, again, there was another station there. All I got was my call sign. If you want to recheck with me, we'll definitely get you logged into the net here.
4HR.
Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim. Held, negative and negative.
How about that? I should have recognized your voice. All I heard was the call sign. When you keyed up the second time, I said, that sounds like Jim. But, yeah, got you in here, sir. Sorry about that. I should have picked up on that a little bit earlier. But definitely good to see you this morning at the test session. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us here tonight as well. All right, so we'll give one more call here for the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T in the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. In KF4QM, kilowatt, foxtrot 4, Quebec, Mike. My name is Eric. I'm in 6 Mile, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening.
Might have that group to yourself. That's not a problem. Like I say, we'll always keep taking check-ins as long as we can keep the net open, or vice versa. Keep the net open as long as we can get check-ins. I think that's the way it's supposed to be. Either way, Eric, sounded good from down in 6 Mile. It looks like this might be the first time you checked in with me, and I'm sure you're aware we run this net every night 9 p.m., 365 days a year, so definitely come back and check in as often as you can. You know, we have a rag chew portion after we finish the formal portion of the net, so definitely feel free to stick around as long as you can, and definitely come back and check in with our other net controllers. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in here tonight. All right, we'll slide down to that ever faithful group for Saturday night, Uniform through Zulu. U through Z in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Anybody in the Uniform through Zulu group, and glancing up at the Echolink node, I've only got myself signed in now. I guess Fletch had to secure. It's not a problem there, but no stations up there. So we'll give one more call for the Uniform through Zulu group, and then we'll open it up to the big group. U through Z in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. We have everybody in the Uniform through Zulu group, so we'll head it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. AK4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm trying to think of the last time I called for the big group, Alpha through Zulu, and didn't get any check-ins. We'll go ahead and give one more call before we secure the formal portion of the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Any stations wanting to check in for the moment. So this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of our net with our thanks to all stations that have checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chew portion with periodic stops for additional check-ins before rag chews. I think I only have one station signed in currently to do some rag chew, and that's KM4RJN. John, let me go ahead and dust off the stump here. It looks like it's going to be a little chilly tonight, but we'll dust off the stump and maybe light a little fire, keep you warm, and find out how was your day, sir.
AK4HR, KM4RJN. Nah, day wasn't too bad. What's going on in your world there, buddy?
It's a lot of nothing, but stuff still seems to fill up the day. No, actually, it was a nice day. We probably mentioned earlier, we went and did the testing session this morning, had a couple hams come over, and, you know, with the whole COVID thing, it's been kind of sparse trying to get some folks. I think scheduling has been a little difficult. You know, we weren't allowed in the building. They've actually opened up the building for specific groups, you know, and they limit the number of people that can come in the building. But we were able to have two testers come over and do some testing this morning. And so I think Warren had mentioned we have some new ham calls hopefully coming in next week. And that's always a lot of fun. And then just kind of piddled around the house myself today, probably some projects I was supposed to work on. Let me say that quietly so my wife doesn't hear me. And then watched the Clemson Citadel football game just a little while ago. I was just trying to go through the schedule and see if there must be a big game on tonight. Looks like we're missing a few stations to check in.
Thank you. Where you are, KN4RJN, roger that. Well, today is actually my birthday. I rolled boxcars today. And it's, you know, been quiet. I was thought about getting out and mowing the grass, and I thought, eh, we'll let it go to tomorrow or the next day, whatever. That's, so It's been a quiet day here at Lake Wobegon, and just me and the dog and the cats, and did have a veteran's funeral we had to go do honors for, but other than that, you know, it's been a pretty quiet day.
Happy birthday, sir. Didn't realize, but that's always a good thing to celebrate. You know, my daughter is, her birthday is on the 13th, and so we had a little party for her, a little family get-together. You know, it's tough to get a big group, and, you know, and of course, the older we get, it's just kind of, I don't know. You still want to mark the day, and you're happy those days come and go, I guess. But it's not quite as I don't remember having as much fun. You know, it seems like 21 was a whole lot more than 51. Yeah, definitely a happy birthday. Hate to hear you had to do a funeral. Those are never fun. But glad you were able to mark that. Do you do honor guard with the VFW or something?
The American Legion. Here in Inman, and our veteran today, he was he was a Vietnam veteran. He was in his late 70s, early 80s, I believe. I didn't know him personally, but so they needed some folks to go out there and do the honors, so away I went, and got out of the house for a little while, what can I say, but my wife actually bought me a birthday present. She came in and says, "I got you a present." I said, "Oh, really? What was this?" She said, "I got you a new push broom for the garage." And I thought, "Oh, wow, just that's what I was thinking myself. Just what I needed was a push broom." So that was my birthday present.
I think there's like a, I don't even know, like a funny internet meme or something running around where, you know, it definitely means you're getting older when you get underwear and socks and you really appreciate those as a present. So, you know, I'm okay with those or push broom tools, just about anything that's useful these days. Again, I think, you know, with age comes some maturity, I guess, maybe. And, you know, the useful things become a little more important.
Yeah, well, the only thing I can say is that when her birthday rolls around again, her present's going to have a cord attached to it. Let's put it that way.
4HR with KN4RJN, John in the Rag Tree portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Yeah, you know, there's like a list, I think, floating around somewhere that says that those are the things you're not supposed to give the other half for a birthday. Things with a cord, things with like a display. I think there's a couple, I don't even know the rules, because if you ask my wife, she would say I'm not the best gift giver in the world, but I do get usually an E for effort a lot of times.
Yeah, well, at the funeral, one of the preachers who knew the gentleman told a little story about another individual he was talking to, and the man said, "Yes," he says, "I'm married to," he says, "yeah, she's always up in the air and harping about something."
You know, there's always some bit of truth to all of those sayings, I think. So, yeah, you know, years ago when I was in the Navy, we did color guard while I was in sub school, and you know, one of our things to do was to do, you know, some funerals, and had one on base that we did, and probably my most embarrassing moment, we were in the chapel up there, and you know, when you do the national anthem, you're supposed to lower the Navy flag, and the American flag stands up, or, you know, stays up straight. And when you're supposed to, you know, bring the flag back up, you're kind of supposed to snap it back up. And, of course, lo and behold, we had practiced 3 or 4 times. We had walked down the aisle in the chapel, made sure everything works, everything was good. And, of course, when the church was full of everybody there for the service, when I snapped the flag back up, there was a light right above me. And I smacked it about as hard as you could possibly smack it and not have it fall. And I thought for sure that I was going to be in trouble after that. Young guy in the Navy, just, you know, still in sub school. And, of course, the chaplain had known, it was a young junior officer. She had known him. She said that knowing him, he would have thought that was hilarious. But I was about as embarrassed as I could have been. And if I could have crawled under the chapel at the time, I probably would have.
Roger that. Well, you know, I watched a video of some guys doing the flag folding ceremony, and somehow they had they had screwed it up, and when they got to the end, they realized that they had screwed it up, so they unfolded it all the way back and then did it again, but they did it with such precision that it looked like it was supposed to be that way, and I'm thinking, boy, that's grace under pressure, if ever there was.
No, that's that whole confidence thing you kind of learn as you just keep going. You know, nobody really knows that there's a problem until you admit that there's a problem. So, you know, you just kind of keep going. I think there was an internet video. They were playing like the national. It was like a high school band. I don't even know where it was, but you know, the young gentleman was playing the cymbals at the end, and he like hit the cymbals and dropped one. And then he just kept making the motion. He didn't bother to pick up the other one, but he kept making the motion. I was like, that's the way you do it. You just keep acting like it's right, like nothing's really wrong, and you just got to get through it.
That Atlanta commander once told me, do something, even if it's wrong, do something. But anyway, well, it's about time for second shift to show up. I thought I'd drag this thing out for you a little bit, see if you can get a few more check-ins. So I'm on back on out of here. I'm going to say 73s to you. Mike, you have a good evening. And this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Appreciate you taking the time to share part of your birthday with us, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day. And definitely come back and check in again with us tomorrow. I know you will. One of the regulars. And definitely appreciate you stopping by and extending the net out a little bit. And we'll definitely talk again first chance we get. I think I might have had another check-in there right in the middle of John and I talking. So this is AK4HR looking for late check-ins to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And I always hate saying late check-ins. You're never late as long as the net's going on. But any check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control.
KC4HR, KC4EZM. 4HR, KC4EZM. Listening to y'all talk about the flag ceremony, I work with Boy Scouts, which is holding that flag is something we probably spend a lot of time practicing. And I went to a military funeral and watched a fellow like you. It was Navy. And an older female, I think enlisted person. I'm not sure this person was an officer. But anyway, they were doing the ceremony, and I watched them start. And I saw the guy start folding the flag the wrong direction. And I thought, okay, let's see what happens. And he got up to the end, and whatever the exchange is you do when you finish folding, the other person just looked at this guy, and he didn't quite jump, but you could see his body language. He realized, I've done this wrong. And so they did just exactly what you said. He unfolded it very carefully, slowly, meticulously, which I almost thought it was beautiful the way he did it. And then he started the right way. He got up there, and as soon as he got it folded right, she took it and turned around and presented it to the family. So, yeah, those things happen, and it's kind of interesting, but I thought it was really neat the way they did it. We'll go back to you, Mike,
AK4HR, KC4EZN. HR, the RAGCHU portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KC4EZN. And, yeah, Harry, you know, it's we were talking about that a little while ago. Again, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, I guess, but, you know, I grew up in the Scouts, and, you know, when my son was younger, helped out with the Scouts, and, you know, I've just kind of gotten away from it with some other commitments and everything else and my son not being there. But, you know, there's just not a lot of teaching patriotism and flag etiquette and that kind of thing. And, you know, it's just not really there. And, you know, I looked out on my street and there's two people. You know, we probably have 20 houses on our street and there's two people. I'm one of them that hangs a flag. You know, my son's still in the Army. I served. My family served and everything else. So, you know, it means something to people that you know, served under it. And, you know, so that respect there. But like you said, stuff does happen. I mean, you get to a point where I don't want to say performing, but you're doing something in front of people, and you just kind of forget to do what you're doing. So that's what I was saying. We used to practice and practice and, you know, and still end up messing up. So it does happen. It's just like you said. You just got to kind of persevere through it and get to the end and make sure you do it right on the final try.
Okay. Hey, Charlie, KC4 EZN. Yeah, I have learned, one of the life lessons I've learned is don't criticize a person. Watch and see how they react to a situation. We all make mistakes, and you can, you know, depending on the situation, it's how you handle it. That's sort of the way if I'm going to judge somebody, that's the way I judge them. And like I say, I would give this young man a big pat on the back. He realized he had done it wrong. He handled it really well. And like I say, I don't know how many of us, there might only have been three of us there that really understood what was going on. But I thought it was kind of neat and cool, the way he handled it. That, to me, is a good presence of mind. With that, we'll say 7-3. Everybody have a good weekend. AK4HR, KC4EZN.
Definitely appreciate you staying by and relaying the story and extending the net out a little bit. Kind of short on check-ins tonight, but again, with football season, the weather change and everything else, and the shorter days, there may be something else going on I'm just not aware of. But anyway, definitely appreciate you hanging out and making a few comments, Harry. Definitely good to hear you. And you stay safe up there. We'll talk again first chance we get. K4HR looking for late check-ins or additional check-ins to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. And you wish to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR net control.
AK4HR. Good evening, Mike. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf. KN4 UBG, Kevin. Saint over here in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative, 73 is you and everybody on net.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Like to welcome Kevin. That's Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf. And Kevin, we were holding that net open just waiting for you to check in with us. Anyway, sir, definitely appreciate you taking the time to stop by and check in with us. Always good to hear you. Sounded good over the Echolink node. Appreciate you stopping by, sharing your Saturday night with us. Definitely come back and check in again as often as you can. All right, so we'll give one more call here. It looks like we're running out of check-ins. But Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Final call here before we secure the net. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call AK4HR, net control.
Comments. KN4RJN. Hi, Harry. How you doing? That's it.
I'm still talking on that radio that's about as old as you are. Happy birthday, KC4EZN.
Have a good evening.
So we'll give one more call here, just to see if we have any additional check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Hi, everybody. I think W2MJB Mark is scheduled to call the net tomorrow night, so I know he'd appreciate you coming by and checking in and filling up his log as well. Let's go ahead and I'll pass the net report. Just stand by here. Had 31 check-ins, but I'll go ahead and pass the net report here, and then we'll go ahead and secure the net. K4HR now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for all stations who have taken the time to check in with us. Remember, do your best and try and keep all that magic RF smoke inside the components where it belongs and come back and check in again tomorrow night. We'll now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73, God bless, good night.
Would you care for one more check-in?
Go ahead, Tommy.
K4XB Bravo, K4XB Tommy, Southern Greenville County. Sorry I'm late.
Hey, Tommy, I was thinking you were going to be in there earlier, but, you know, I was missing you, so I appreciate you stopping by and checking back in here. I'm going to go ahead and I'm not sure with the new system. I think all I have to do is resubmit the net report, and it'll update because I think Dave just copies that. But let me go ahead while we've got the net still open here. Do you have any final check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight? Alpha through Zulu before we secure. Please call AK4HR Net Control. The additional check-ins, we'll go ahead and submit an amended net report with 32 check-ins. I'll go ahead and let the repeater announce that, and then we'll shut down the net. Please stay safe. Appreciate all the stations that checked in. 73, God bless. Good night.
KC4EZN, KN4RZN. You still in there, Harry?
Roger that, KC4EZN. Yeah, we're still here.
Yeah, out of trouble there, buddy, or what are you up to?
Working supporting meter FT8 right now while I listen you guys talk.
How's that going?
Well, there's a fair amount of activity going on. I'm playing around on 40 meters right now, and basically I'm looking for Alaska and Hawaii on certain bands, and then South Dakota on 17 meters. That's the only state I don't have worked on states on 17 meters. And I see lots of South Dakota guys on other bands, but not very often on 17. I think I'm going to have to find a way to tickle somebody. KN4G and KC4EGN.
Well, you might want to... South Dakota. Interesting. And you're trying to catch them on 17? Is that what you said?
17. I'd say it's one of those things where there's a lot of guys, when I say a lot, South Dakota doesn't have that many hams, I don't think, to start with, but they don't seem to get on 17 meters very often. I see them on 15 and 20 and 40 and have worked them. I don't have any trouble getting there. It's just that they don't seem to go there. Anyway, just one of those little things. And like I say, I keep trolling for Alaska and Hawaii. That's the hard one to get, especially on 160 meters. I think Hawaii's the only one I like on 160 meters. I don't know if I'll ever get that one. I was talking to a local guy here in Asheville, and he finally got Hawaii after 20 years on 160 meters. So I guess I'm going to have to keep myself in good physical condition and last long enough to make it. KN4RG and KC4EZN.
20 years is a long time, Harry, at our age. But South Dakota doesn't have a whole lot of people, much less a whole lot of hams, but... Well, good luck with that, buddy. I hope you last another 20 years.
We were talking, a bunch of us older guys, several years ago, and, you know, talking about death and dying and all of that, and I finally came to the conclusion, number one, I'm not really afraid of death, or I am not looking forward to the process, and I am in absolutely no hurry to participate. So I'm going to sit here and enjoy what I do, or I'm having a relative amount of fun, or you're talking about working with your granddaughter, or teaching school, and... I have been working with the personal management merit badge with some of these kids, and the word budget, I think, is not in their dictionary, and that's one of the requirements, and I have had to move from being the person who evaluates their work to the person who is teaching them what they were supposed to have done to start with, and that's keeping me busy and keeping my mind engaged and all that good stuff that we're supposed to be doing. I'm not sure some of it's a whole lot of fun, but then again, when the kid gets finished and you get an email back thanking you for taking the time and working with them, that kind of makes it worth it all. Anyway, back to you, John. KN4RJN, KC4ECN.
Well, when I was teaching, and I did enjoy it for the most part, but the best times I had when I was teaching is when I'd see their eyes actually light up and they understood. They finally got it. And those best moments I think I've ever had is we go through a particular concept and it was, you know, it was difficult and they struggled with it, and then all of a sudden the light bulb came on and they finally got it. And like I said, that was some of the best moments I had while I was teaching.
I had that happen with one of our scouts. His family situation was on the lower end of the economic scale. They didn't have a whole lot of extra money. They did okay, but sat down and part of that merit badge is you make up a budget and then you keep records for 3 months. And at the end of that time, you are supposed to compare what you did against what you thought you were going to do. And part of the process up front on the budget part is you put together a 3 month budget of the things that you're doing in your life, and we're going over that, talking about it, and you get down and he's got more money spent than he's got coming in. And I kind of hit him up front, you know, you can't do that. Spent too much money. And I get this, you know, you've seen the kid with the question mark on his face? Well, that was it. And so I stepped back and I said, okay, let's try another direction. And I explained it a little bit different way. And the third time he looked at me and he says, you mean I can't spend more money than I make? I'm like flashbulb popping off. And yeah, that was worth it, because I see him out today and he's making it. Maybe I planted a seed. Who knows? Anyway, have a good weekend, John. Stay home, stay safe. I think it's supposed to be some dry weather, so your excuse for not mowing the grass is going to go away. Plus, it's going to be cool enough. Now, you need to get it done before next weekend, because it's supposed to sneak up on 80 again. But Monday's going to probably be a good day to do that. Look forward to talking to you next week, John. KN4RJN, KC4EZN.
Well, push comes to shove, I can always come up with another excuse for not mowing the grass. But, yeah, I think I'm going to probably have to get out there tomorrow and do it. But you take care of yourself, Harry, and we'll talk at you later. Have a good evening, 73s. Say hi to the missus. This is KN4RJN. I'm clear.
PN, and we're clear.